स्कंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोस्मि। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडोत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पाशी श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पाशी श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। We yesterday began to speak about Ras Leela and some part we have spoken, but one thing has been left. Indra is demigod. He has been given a duty for rain in this world. So once he forget this and he thought that I am independent God. I am giving rain to world, so grasses are coming, cows and animals are eating. They are giving him milk. From milk so many things comes. Also, water in ponds and rivers and everywhere. If I will stop rain, then all will die. He was thinking. Krishna knew this thing. Oh, he has forget. And he is thinking that I am an independent God. So I must crush his false ego. Then he, one day in 1 year, Brajavasi used to do puja of Indra. Same day, Mother Yashoda and all gopis in Braja, they were engaged in making so many parphalaria, like puwa, malpuwa, puri, kachauri and so many things. Krishna went to his mother and told, Mother, why you are preparing so many things? Is my birthday today? Oh, you should go and play. I have no time to
speak with you.
Answer. Then he went to his father, Nanda Baba, and told, ask, Baba, I went to mother, but she told that, go on. He could not answer my question. So please answer and satisfy me. Who is Indra? And why you each year do his puja? And then,
have you ever seen him?
He replied, oh, Indra is the god of rain. Without rain we cannot survive. Cows give milk and all animal take it. Also in pond, rivers, everywhere fresh water comes. We drink and that is why we are alive. Without Indra we cannot be alive. So, today we will do puja of Indra. Then Krishna argued, discuss that where there is no puja of Indra, there rains, no rains or rains. Everywhere rains. It is not due to Indra. But Gopardhan, dense forest there and very high, so he checks clouds and then rain comes. And thus he, Gopardhan, he is the main reason of the living cows and giving milk for us. So I think Indra is the not cause of rain, but Gopardhan is the cause of. So we should do puja of Gopardhan. Then a council of Upananda, Nanda, Sunanda and others were sitting and they decided that what this boy is telling, we should follow. He is telling, okay. And then they. What after that? You.
First of all, I offer my most humble obeisances. During the time that the Lotus Feet of Magic Guru, Guru Padma, Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and again at the Lotus Feet, millions of times at the Lotus Feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta, Narayana Goswami. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about this Govardhan Leela. So Krishna, he wanted to curb the pride of Indra, and he wanted to establish, just as he had spoken to his coward friends, in order to establish that these Brahmins, these smarter Brahmins in Mathura, he wanted to curb their pride and make them understand that the worship of demigods through the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices were useless. Also, he wanted that this should be understood by all persons. So when he saw that his father was performing this yajna for Indra, but he wanted to make sure that all understood that I am to be worshipped, that everything should be offered to me, that those who worship the demigod, Alpameda, they have small intelligence. And so in this way, after having this discussion with his father, and speaking in such a way that, father, this is not necessary to perform this ritual. If you do your work, if you follow the four orders, and everyone does their duty according to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudras, then all the results will come. No requirement for doing any kind of puja to Indra. Indra is not required. In this way, he made Indra very, very angry. Very, very angry. So, when the council gathered together, Maharaj Nanda, Upananda, Sunanda, etc., they decided, they asked Krishna to give instructions. So, you correct us. How should we perform this puja? Because initially they wanted to delay. They thought, oh, we'll do the puja now, and then we'll go down later. Krishna said, no, no, don't do that. Don't do it. Now, everything which you have gathered for Indra, you will give it to Govardhan. But he said, you call the Brahmins, you have the Brahmins sing Vedic hymns and offer these hymns in glorification of the Govardhan. Then, you bring all the cows, and great green grasses should be fed sumptuously to all the cows. Then all of these great food stuffs which you have made with ghee and grains, puris, kachoris, halwa, ladu, rasgulla, sandwich, Sweet rice, everything?
Rasmalai.
Cable, rasmalai, yeah. All these things you should offer them to Govardhan. Bring to the hill and offer them to the Govardhan hill. Because our connection is with Govardhan hill. The angel will pour rain on the ocean and he will pour rain on the hill. He's pouring rain everywhere. Why do we have to praise Indra? Anyway, rain will come. Just worship Govardhan hill, everything is being provided there. That is our relationship with Govardhan hill. So, they began. All the gopas and gopis came. Gopis got decorated very nicely. Like Govardhani, she's wearing that nice bright cucumber and red color. Like this, they decorated themselves in nice outfits. Then they came on the Goa cart singing songs in praise of Krishna's pastimes. Then also they had all of the different persons bringing the different grasses and all of the foodstuffs and laying it before Govardhan hill. And then when everything was prepared, all the preparations were there in front of Govardhan hill, and all the prayers and sacrifices were going on, and suddenly Sri Krishna assumed a gigantic form, a huge form, and he began to consume all of the prasad. So in this way, Krishna showed all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he himself was Govardhan hill. And in this way, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan became very much pleased, very much happy to see how all the prasadam was being consumed by Krishna, how being consumed by Govardhan. And they became very pleased. Then, when this was going on, Indra could see that Krishna has robbed his share of the yajna. His share of the sacrifice has been robbed by him. So he became very angry. Actually, Indra is a demigod. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is thinking how this little boy is thinking that he is that person. He could not be Krishna. So, therefore, thinking that this little boy is just childish, puffed up, talkative, arrogant, he decided that he was going to teach him and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan a lesson for listening to this little boy. So he called the Sambarkata cloud. Sambarkata cloud is a huge cloud which comes at the end of the universal existence for devastation of the entire cosmic manifestation. A great flood comes and covers all the planetary system. So that cloud was called. Many other clouds with ice, snow, heavy rains came. All the clouds were called, and Indra told, now I am going to punish these arrogant and foolish inhabitants of Vrindavan for not giving my share of sacrifice. I will punish them immediately. All of you shall go there, and I will come on my elephant Aravata with my thunderbolt weapon, and I will bring great torrents of rain, thunder, and lightning upon the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And speaking in this way, the clouds became actually frightened. They had an understanding that if we do this, Krishna will become angry at us. If we don't do it, Indra will be angry at us. What will we do? They went, because Indra forced them. So all of them went, and the rain started to come. Torrents of rain. It says in the Bhagavad that the rains were like piercing arrows, sharp, falling upon the ground. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan became very frightened, very disturbed. So, suddenly they all came running to Krishna. Look what is happening. All the lands are being filled up with water. We have no place to go. We have to take shelter of you. Please protect us. Please protect us. The cows came with their calves tucked up under their bodies, bowing their heads. The gopis, the gopas, Nanda, Yasoda, all came. Please help us. Please protect us. Krishna said, don't worry. Don't worry. I will arrange everything. Then little Krishna, he took his left hand. In India, to show that something is not very heavy to pick up, a person will use his left hand because that is supposed to be the weaker hand. So Krishna is trying to show Indra, this is not a very difficult thing. Srila Prabhupada used to say, that Krishna taught Indra that your disturbance is the business of my little pinky. So he took his pinky and just like this picked up the great over downhill into the end. Then he goes, come on, Nandala, Yasoda Mai, all gopis, gopas, everyone, come underneath there. So they were a little bit nervous. How this little boy is holding this big hill all by himself in the air? And no, don't worry, you all come. So they all came. They came with their bullock carts, their cows, all the thousands of inhabitants of Vrindavan, the millions of cows, bullock carts, everything. They all came and they all gathered around Krishna. And they stayed there underneath this hill for one week. They stayed underneath it. During that time, while Krishna was holding up this hill, so sometimes he was looking at all the inhabitants, and at one point, he was looking at the gopi, and he was looking at Radharani, and he became a little bit afflicted in his heart. And then he saw his brother looking at him, elder brother Balaram. Oh, Balaram, see that I am looking at Radha? Oh. And he became a little nervous, and his hand trembled, so the hill started to tremble. Then all the gopas, Nandabala, Sunanda, Narupananda, and Balaram, and Sridharam, they go, okay, we'll help you, don't worry. They took their sticks like this. Okay, we'll help you, Krishna. We'll hold up this hill like this. So all were putting their sticks up in the air, trying to help Krishna hold up their sticks. So, after 1 week... all the rain, Indra was looking. He was sending chunks of ice, he was sending pillars of rain, arrows of rain, lightning, thunder, everything. Then he saw Krishna, 1 week Krishna is holding up this hill. And for 1 week the inhabitants of Vrindavan are completely undisturbed. They are feeling no hunger, no thirst, no anxiety, nothing. Completely absorbed in Krishna, they have become cleansed, they have become free from all everything. So in this way, Indra then realized, oh, blunder. This is Krishna. This is the Supreme Personality of God that has been great. So he called off all the clouds, all the rain, everything he has ceased. Then Krishna saw that all the rain has stopped, the water has receded, and gradually, very carefully, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he had all the inhabitants of Vrindavan leave, they all left from underneath the hill, everybody left, and then he replaced the hill in exactly the same spot that he picked it up from, without any loss or diminution, anything even showed. So then replacing the hill like this, then everyone became very happy. They all came and they approached Krishna, Nandabala, Yasodamayi, Rohini, Sunanda, Upananda, all approached and embraced Krishna and smelled his head and rubbed his head. Then all his cowherd friends came and gopis in the background, they were all embracing Krishna within their hearts, and all were singing the glories of Krishna and praising Krishna, how he has helped to protect them from the rains of Indra. Even the Siddhas, Sharanas, all Gandharvas, everyone there came, blowing conch shells and trumpets, playing tampuras, raining flowers upon the earth, and glorifying with songs and dances, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and how he protected the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So while Krishna was standing there and this big ceremony of praise and glorification was going on, he went off into the side, and then from behind the tree Indra came, and the Sarabi cow from Goloka came, and as the Sarabi cow poured transcendental milk upon the head of Sri Krishna, and then Aravata, the elephant of Indra, came pouring Ganges water upon Indra. Indra came and lay prostrate in front of Krishna with his big, gorgeous, effulgent crown full of jewels, place it at the feet of Krishna and beg for his forgiveness, begging him that I have committed a great apara, a great mistake. I have not understood that you are actually that Supreme Personality of Godhead who is my Lord and Master. I have thought that you are just some impudent child, that you have tried to steal all of my share of the yajna, but now I understand who you are. I understand that you have done this to help reduce my pride, my arrogance, and I am very grateful to you for your mercy in this regard. And so Indra was very, very repentant, and Airavata then putting the Gandhi's water upon his head, the Sarabi cow putting the milk from Goloka upon the head of Krishna, the Charadas and all Gandharvas and celestial beings showering flowers, then everyone became very happy, and the earth was completely restored. The floods had resided, the plants, the trees, the creepers, the flowers, the grasses, the grains, the fruits, the vegetables, everything began to manifest in great abundance all around Govardhan Hill and all over Govardhan Hill. And no detection of the flood or the rain was even seen. And it was completely restored to its original beauty and opulence. And in this way, Krishna showed how in his presence everything is all auspicious.
Wow.
Now it's narrating that Indra saw rain now. You are narrating such a Indra saw rain.
It's rain now.
It's rain now.
Yes. Krishna ki ichha anusar brajvasiyon ne pehle gauwon ki puja ki. Unhe हरी हरी घास खिलाई, गौओं की चरणों की पूजा की, पानी दिया और हल्दी और घी से मिला हुआ वो हाथ का पंजा उनमें चारों तरफ में लगा दिया। सिंह में भी बड़ी सुंदर सुंदर तेल लगा करके बहुत सुंदर उनको बनाया और इसके बाद में ब्राह्मणों को और भक्त लोग, वैष्णव लोग जैसे सांडिल्य ऋषि इत्यादि सबको बुला करके उनकी पूजा की। पहले गौओं की, तब वैष्णवों की और भक्तों की पूजा करके तब गिरिराज जी की पूजा आरंभ की। जब कृष्ण को निवेदन किया तो कृष्ण अपने एक स्वरूप में कृष्ण रूप में रह करके और दूसरे चतुर्भुज वहां पर गोवर्धन के ऊपर में बहुत बड़ा विशाल रूप धारण किया और बोले आनो रे और ले आओ, उन्होंने एक क्षण के अंदर में सब कुछ खा लिया और पावन सरोवर का, कुसुम सरोवर का, मानसी गंगा का सब पानी भी पूरा पी लिया। अब कुछ रहा नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं रहा। जब और मांगने लगे तो कृष्ण ने कहा जे हे प्रभु, हम लोग गरीब ब्रजवासी हैं, हमारे पास और कुछ नहीं है, आप इसी से संतुष्ट हो जाइए। कहने के बाद में जो कुछ पहले जैसा था सब पूरा फिर भर गया, जैसे जैसे था पूरा हो गया फिर। और गोवर्धन जी ने कहा जब वर मांगो, सब ब्रजवासियों ने वर मांगा कि कृष्ण हमारे निर्विघ्न रहे और सुखी रहे, बस कृष्ण के लिए ही उन्होंने सर्वस्व मांगा। जब कृष्ण ने गोवर्धन पर्वत उठाया कनिष्ठ अंगुली से, कनिष्ठ माने कृष्ण शक्तिमान है, शक्ति तो राधा जी हैं और वो बाएं तरफ पर रहती हैं पुरुष के, तो कृष्ण ने जो गोवर्धन उठाया वो असल में राधा जी ने उठाया। कृष्ण तो इच्छा की और राधा जी ने उठा दिया और जितनी गोपियां थीं दृष्टि से गोवर्धन को रोक लिया। कृष्ण के ऊपर में कुछ भार नहीं, यदि नीचे तुम गिरेगा तो जला करके भस्म कर देंगी। उनको इसी प्रकार से रोक करके रखा। उस समय में पहली बार अब गोपियां नवजुवती होकर हो गई हैं, वो कृष्ण के सामने ब्रजवासियों के सामने भी निकट आई और बड़े प्रेम से कृष्ण की तरफ में पहली बार निकट से देखा, ये उसकी विशेषता है। अब कल हम लोगों ने बतलाया था, ओ ट्रांसलेट
बिस्टी जोरे आरंभ हो गया, बिस्टी अच्छे
बिस्टी अच्छे
Before the Giriraj Puja, first was the worship of the cows. First, Krishna and his vasis fed the cows green grass. Then with oil mixed with all the turmeric, they decorated the cows with handprints. Then afterwards, the Brijavasis worshipped and fed the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. And then they worshipped Giriraj by offering him all the thousands of items they had prepared. Giriraj took a huge form, and in 1 second he ate everything, crying, Ananur, Ananur. That time he also drank all the waters from the different kums, like Pavan Sarova, Man Sarova, Manasiganga. In 1 second everything was finished. But still he was crying, bring more. Then Krishna went before him, O Giriraj, you are so massive, and we are simply poor Brijavasis. Please be satisfied by our setup. That time, in 1 second, all prasad returned as it was. Then Giriraj offered choose a benediction. All the Brijavasis asked, we only want one thing. May Krishna be happy. May his life be without any obstacles. So Krishna, he lifted Govardhan by his left hand. Why? Because he is Shaktiman, the possessor of potencies. And therefore, Shakti always resides, comes from the left side of the Lord. Therefore, Krishna, by lifting Govardhan with his left hand, he indicated, I am not lifting Govardhan, my Shakti or Srimati Radhika, she is lifting Govardhan. Why? Because Krishna can only desire, but his energy fulfills his desire. Therefore, Krishna desired to lift Govardhan, but Radharani actually lifted. That time the gopis also glancing at Govardhan. Giriraj, if you fall from the sky, we will burn into ashes by a glance. Therefore, out of fear, the gopis to Govardhan remained in the sky. One more speciality in this pastime. This was the first chance the gopis and Krishna could meet in a relatively close manner. That is the speciality of Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj Maharaj Ki
Jai. इंद्र वज्र चला रहे थे गोवर्धन को चकनाचूर करने के लिए। उस समय में चकलेश्वर जी ने अपने चक्र से सबको रोक दिया और गोवर्धन जी को ऐसे मालूम हुआ, स्वपृष्ठ हस्ताम बुज सौ कुमार जे सुखानुभूते रतिभूमि वृत्ते महेंद्र वज्रा हतिम अप्यजानन गोवर्धनों में दिशताम अभिष्ट। जिस समय में वज्र उनके ऊपर में पड़ रहा था तो कृष्ण उनको अपने हाथों पर धारण किया था, इसलिए उनको इतना सुख हुआ कि वज्र गिरने पर भी उनको मालूम होता है मेरी खुजली हो रही है। बस इतना ही हुआ। इतना कृष्ण प्रेम में ये गोवर्धन जी हैं और इसीलिए ये क्या कहलाते हैं,
हरिदास
वर्ज, जो ऋषि से भी श्रेष्ठ है, उद्धव से भी, और ये कृष्ण का सब प्रेम दे सकते हैं, सभी कृष्ण की लीलाओं के ये साक्षी हैं। अब कल हमने बतलाया था राधा जी को मूर्छित देकर के गोपियां उनके प्रति उनकी सहानुभूति हो गई और फिर उनको किसी प्रकार से पानी इत्यादि से मूर्छा छोड़ाया और पूछा, जे क्या हुआ, तुम क्यों मूर्छित हो गई? तो हमको भी सौभाग्य का मद हो गया जे कृष्ण हमारे ही हैं और मेरे ही अधीन हैं, इसलिए कृष्ण हमें छोड़ करके भी चले गए। गोपियों ने कहा, अच्छा अब कृष्ण को यहां ढूंढना ढूंढने से कृष्ण और गंभीर अंधकार वन में जाएंगे, उनको बहुत कष्ट होगा। इसलिए अब हम लोग लौट करके जमुना पुल ने जहां पहले रास हो रहा था वहीं पर चले, वो सब गोपियां मिल करके वहां गईं और सभी मिल करके बड़े करुण स्वर से रोने लगी। उनका रोना, महिलाओं का हमने देखा जो रोती हैं तो उसके साथ में कुछ ऐसा गान करती हैं, क्या जाने आप लोग करती हैं कि नहीं, किंतु इंडिया में बहुत ऐसी हैं रोएंगी तो गान करेंगी, और वो किसके लिए रो रही हैं उसी को गान में छंदोबद्ध कर देंगी। तो उन्होंने बड़े सुस्वर से क्रंदन करते हुए रोते हुए और वो गाने लगी, पुकारने लगी कृष्ण को, जयति ते अधिकं जन्मना ब्रज स्वरते इंदिरा स्वस्वदत्र हि दैतदृशता दीक्षु सावका त्वयि धृता सव त्वांग विचिन्वते तव कथामृतं तप्त जीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवण मंगलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृणन्ति ते भूरिदाजना। ओ रोती होती कहने लगी, ओ कृष्ण प्यारे कृष्ण, जयति ते अधिकं जन्म ना ब्रज, ब्रज में तुम्हारा जन्म होने के कारण ब्रज लक्ष्मी श्री युक्त हो गया है, सारी संपत्तियां ब्रज में आ गई हैं, सभी ब्रजवासियों को बहुत संपत्ति हो गई है, यहाँ के बड़े बड़े सुंदर कुंज हो गए हैं, वो श्री जो नारायण की पत्नी है वहां यहाँ आकर के कुंजों में झाड़ू दे रही हैं और कुंजों में सुंदर फूल खिले हुए हैं, भौरे गुंजार कर रहे हैं, बड़ी इसकी विचित्र शोभा हो गई है। श्रेत इंदिरा स्वस्व, वो लक्ष्मी जी यहाँ पर सेवा करती हैं, दैत दृश्यतां दिक्षु सावका, ओ प्यारे कृष्ण तुम हमारे प्राण हो, हम तुम्हारी हैं, तुम्हारे अतिरिक्त हमारा कोई नहीं है, इसलिए संसार को तो सुख दे रहे हो और हमें क्यों दुख दे करके हम मरने जा रही हैं तुम्हारे विरह में और तुम हमें दर्शन नहीं दे रहे। हमें यदि दर्शन दो, हम तुम्हारी हैं, यदि मर जाएंगी तो तुम्ही को देख दुख होगा, हमारे बिना तुम रह नहीं सकते, इसलिए जल्दी से हमें दर्शन दो। इसी तरह से वो कृष्ण से प्रार्थना करने लगी। अब हमारे तीर्थ महाराज जी संक्षेप में कुछ बतलाएंगे।
ट्रांसलेशन
हो जाए, ट्रांसलेशन मुख्य मुख्य श्लोक बोली के नहीं, मुख्य मुख्य श्लोक बोल
Indra became very angry at the words of Krishna, therefore he was casting his thunderbolts on the head of Deva. At that time, Lord Shiva, who was also known as Chakreshwar, he made sure that the thunderbolts did not strike Deva. Sri Krishna Chakravarti said, Siddhami Bhutya, at that time Deva felt the blows of the thunderbolts of Indra to be like a pleasant scratching because of the happiness he felt being touched by the lotus hand of Krishna. Therefore the gopis have said that Gopi Kabam Vidya Haridasa Bhagavad. All Govindam, you are the best of the servants of Krishna. You are the witness to all the pastimes of Krishna the Vrijvasis. Please be kind to me. Last night we discussed that when Krishna left Radhika, Srimati Radhika fell unconscious. That time the gopis, the other gopis, when they saw Radhika on the ground, they also felt sympathy towards her and they revived her by fanning and by putting water on her face. They said, "Oh Radhika, Radhe, we are proud because we thought Krishna is mine only. But to break our pride, Krishna left us. But if we chase him, obviously Krishna does not want us. If we chase him and pursue him, he will go further into the forest of Vrindavan. Therefore he will experience difficulty because his lotus feet are so soft. He will suffer. Therefore the gopis return to the bank of the Yamuna." And there they begin singing the verses of Gopi Geet. Actually, this is not singing, this is weeping. Some people have the ability, when they weep, it comes out as a song. Therefore, this is the chanting of the Gopis. They pray, Jati Ke Vikam, Jandana Navaraja, Sayati Vindara, Samsadapuri. O Krishna, since your appearance in Vrindavan, Vrindavan became fortunate. Indeed, even Lakshmi, the wife of Srinarayan, she descended here. That's why all wealth, beauty, opulence and good fortune has also appeared in Rajananda. Even though Lakshmi is the wife of the Supreme Lord, Srinarayan, still, even she desires seva. Therefore she comes into Vrindavan and sweeps the forest kundas. With her came all type of beauty and opulence, decorating the kundas of Vrindavan. Therefore the gopis say, Daita Dushikam. Oh Daita, oh Krishna, you, our life heirs are in you, therefore we cannot die. Also, even though without you we cannot live, still, if we die, if you hear that we have left our bodies in separation from you, then you cannot remain without us, therefore you will also suffer. Therefore you should return and give us darshan for your enjoyment. Otherwise, we will leave our bodies quickly.
हिंदी में ही बोलो
ना ना हिंदी बोल लो सब लोग ऐसा कतो टाइम से कतो जगह समय लग गया
That time, When first time he had seen, so Brahma Ratri Mupadaka, thousands of sugar came in 12 years' night. So at that time, so long time came. And all season flowers, everything blossoming is here. Everything, all things come to Lila. That time, so he has seen full moon. When moon rising, that time, so all world. That time he meditated Radhika's face. So Radhika's face is like moon face. And golden color, that time he meditated Rama, Nanakana, Avam. Rama means Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, but there are most fortune, so Prasohara Nandana Siddhartha. And Brajal, all Brajalopis, they are all are devoted to Lakshmi. So Sri Krishna meditated. At that time he called all Vrajagopis and he chanted Gopal mantra to very attractive. Powerful mantra, at that time all Vrajagopis attracted to this thing. Sri Krishna wants to taste their mood. How can he taste? Only Prasadamini Sri Radha is Mahabhava mood. He wants to taste Radhika's mood, but all Vrajagopis they are coming. When they are coming to Radha, that time they can give one drop of moon, Radhika's moon, and the time Sri Krishna playing with them. So when they have something more, we are very fortunate because Sri Krishna is our beloved. We are playing together. So at that time Sri Krishna disappeared from there. Why? When Sri Radhika was sulky moon and Sitra road, everyone, all are same, not same. Who has fortune mood? I am very fortune. So I am serving Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna becomes heavy. So we are serving Sri Krishna, no anything else. And this pure mood, serving to Sri Krishna, so everything same. That time Sri Radhika was serving on Sri. I am from there. Because Sri Krishna wants to give your mood to. And everyone they can follow to Radharani because so many personal servants is the Brajagopis they are coming, but they are not following to Radharani and Nanda Siddha associate Sangha. So that time necessary to give their Radhika's great mood, then they can follow to Radharani. That time Sri Krishna went already with Radharani and deprecated her. She is Sadhana Vratrika. So Preston wrote this thing, so Sadhana Vatrika, topmost, 1 million Brajagopis, there are only one person, Sri Radhika is topmost trying this thing. After then, Sri Krishna disappeared from here. Then all Brajagopis came near Radharani. Then they had seen, oh, Radhika is panting and she is whooping. So, hey, Nath, hey, Vasikasi Mahabhuja Dasyaste Kripanayami Sakhe Darsaya Swanidhi. He Nath, he Krishna, he, my beloved, he Krishna. So I do it with you. So you let me disappear from here. So, oh Mahabhuja, where are you? And that time she has deep separation. And that time so Prajapati so we search every year, no found it in here. So he is having very real place. So every year lightning, so we have seen there is nothing. So he is hiding. So we cannot go anywhere. So now we are singing, if Sri Krishna will come, okay. Or otherwise, if he is not coming, so will be dying. And everyone going from here. In this way, in this mood, then Prajapati is singing. Oh, hey, Nanda, Nanda, Nanda. Hey, Ram.
Always serving you, so everyone be happy.
But your very dearest Brajagopi, how much happy when you will see by your eyes, at that time you will be happy. You can understand. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are Daiva. Daiva means beloved. But you are Daiva, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, outside, swaying, very nice, very beautiful, very sweet. But inside, you are broken our heart by the night. Oh, my dear Krishna. So, we have called, so you left me. Sarathu Dasa is Sarathu Dasa. Oh, Kursi Krishna. Everyone killing by the weapons, but you sight long at last. Long last, so always killing us. That is not arrows. So this arrow, you are killing us. So you steal our mind, heart, knowledge, everything. We have nothing. Only we have body. So we offend all things. So if our life, our mind, heart, senses stay in our body, so very easily we can go. So always you save us. So many kinds in Prajabhumi, many problems came. That time so many problems, so many demons came. And you save us when Kaliya snakes, they are poisonous, too much poisonous. So you save us by the Kaliya snakes. You told Giriraj Govardhan, so there the angel gave too much rains, at that time you save us. And all the time when Arishtasu came, that time you gave Arishtasu to save us. But this time, so we are calling your separation ocean. So how can we get? Oh my dear Sri Krishna, so you are our beloved. So we request you. You are taking so everyone. So you are Yasoda Nandan, sons of Mata Yasoda. So we love you, but this time we feel you are not sons of Yasoda. You are Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. When Brahma came, prayed you, oh my dear Sri Krishna, so you are coming in this world. So everyone worship you. And that time they are getting liberation, so everyone waiting. When this Brahmanda will be empty, nobody have, then how can live and how can move, how can do creation? So then he prayed. At that time, so you did all opposite mood, opposite things, stealing water, stealing our clothes, and stealing our mind, heart, everything. And anyone they can understand, so you are God. Oh, Sakhe, you are my friend. So, Brahma prayed, so you are hiding himself. Now you are hiding. You don't want to come here. Pranathade is now powerful person. Saranagatajan, who is taking shelter? You are taking there all sins, work and bad activities, everything. Finished here. All sins. And you put your feet on Kaliya, on the head, and dance here. So this is possible. You are Lakshmi Ketan. So Lakshmi Devi always taking your lotus feet in her heart and mind. So always taking. But, oh my dear Sri Krishna, so you must come in our heart and take up our all desires. So we are calling. Oh my dear Sri Krishna, Tavakathamrutam Tattajivanam. Your katha is very sweet, pure nectar. Everyone hearing your katha, then they become happy. But and hearing Hari katha, see all elements, all oils, and everything coming. Sri Madhatatam. But your katha is mrita, cutting our heart and broken our heart. So when we hear your katha, at that time we forget our family life, all relative. So always we are moving, always coming in forest, and you are going other way. So we are moving and moving. This is our life. Tava katha, ratam trapta jivanam. Kavi vili ritam kalmasa patam. Kavi, what remains, sadhu, they are speaking. This is kalmasa paham, all problems will be solved. But Sivata Patam. Kavi girinanti ye kurita anivahim. Who is speaking, they are being to not. But we think they are not being to not. They are fighting our heart. In this way, Brajagopi, he has put it. And praying more and more, oh Sri Krishna, when we have seen your chest, your face, your chest, your hands, and very attractive move, and Balu Bhaka, who has sweet words, and that time, we forget all things. Now, so you are going other way, you don't want to. No problem. We are not making any disturbance, you. Oh, my dear Krishna, Tate Sujata Charanam Purukam, Sare Subhita Sare, Priyadavi Mahi Karkase Su. Tena tavi madasita vyathate na kimsi
Urupadivi
Brahmatidhi bhavadayusam na Yate sujata charanam purukam Be one in the atonsiyam dear Krishna Lotus. So your feet, your lotus feet, so very soft and very cool. And even clear to everyone. Oh my dear Sri Krishna, you took birth from Yasoda. You are Yasoda's son. So we have love and affection to you. This time, so you left us. So only we affect. So your soft mind, soft heart, soft body, and soft feet. So you are hiding in real place, in cave and where and throat. And we have jungle, big forest, so there you hiding. You don't be hiding there. So we are not making any problems. So you take our heart, mind, knowledge, all things. We have nothing. We have only little age. So we are living in this body. Nowadays, so we offer our all age to you. Oh, my dear Sri Krishna, you live long life in Vrajabhumi. And all the time you can play and you become happy. Your happiness is our happiness. So we are dying, we are going in the separation mode. We left bodies, we are going. You don't worry. And don't be unhappy. At that time, when Brajagopi is moved, only one word to Sri Krishna, they never want anything else. So only for Sri Krishna they are moved. That time Sri Krishna could not stay, so at once he came here. Tasam Ariyabhut Sauri Smarmana mukham bhujar pitambardhara svajvi satsat manmata manmata koti kandarpa mukham billion cubits Sri Krishna attracted to them. So how much beautiful is the real money. Thousands moon, thousands sun. So he effulgent. So beautiful form manifests there. At that time, Smoy Maram Mukham Buyam is a smiling face. And that time Pitambara Dhara Salvi, he took Pitambara one cloth like garland and come in the air. Oh, I have offense. Oh, Prajapati, please forgive me. So I have gone. So you are hoping for me. That time he put one garland. Oh, Prajapati, so you are giving me garlands, that garland. So now still have in my case, I am not going any other place. So sorry, Vasudeva Goswami told. He is sorry, Vasudev Nandan, sons of Vasudev, nowadays. So he very, very straight and very hard is hard. So he hardened here. And he, Vrajagopis are hoping at that time. So all Vrajagopis, they stand up. Many persons, they carry their hand, a Sri Krishna's hand. Many persons, they are something far, or looking, oh, you are hiding and you become happy. So when we are weeping, then you become happy. So your happiness, okay, sometimes, something. Rose moon, so they are saying by the eyes. After them, all Prajapatis, they took Sri Krishna and they put their clothes and sit there. While Sri Krishna said,
Mash.
With Prajapatis, and that time, Prajapatis asked to Sri Krishna, how is your pain? How is your love and affection? And that time, so what they are saying, and Sri Krishna, how gave answer? And how Sri Krishna controlled by Prajapati? And he told, so I become deaf to you. I could not give anything else to this sitting now. So now I stop here. Thank you for taking
the very good. Thank you. कृष्ण बड़े लज्जित होकर के गोपियों के सामने आए. वही बनमाला जो गोपियों ने दी थी और गले में पीतांबर लगाया और हाथ जोड़ करके मालो लज्जित होकर के गोपियों से क्षमा मांग रहे हैं. उस समय में गोपियों ने कृष्ण को चारों तरफ से घेर लिया और एक एक दल की गोपियों ने अपने अपने दुपट्टे जिसमें उनके अंगों का अंगरा कुंकुम लगा हुआ है आसन बनाया. विपक्ष की सखियों का एक, स्वपक्ष की गोपियों का एक, तटस्था का एक, सुहित का एक, ऐसे विभिन्न गोपियों के आसन बने. उन आसन पर कृष्ण को बड़े प्रेम से बैठाया. बैठाने के बाद में किसी ने उनके चरणों को अपने हाथों में गोदी में ले लिया. कौन लिया? चंद्रा, सब्या, पद्मा इत्यादि ने. और किसी ने उनका हाथ अपने कंधे पर ले लिया, किसी ने उनका हाथ अपने हाथों में ले लिया, ये श्यामला, भद्रा इत्यादि सखियां. और कोई बड़ी दूर से अपने आंखों के बाण से उनको बेध रही हैं. वो कौन है? श्रीमती राधिका जी हैं. तुम बड़े ठग हो, तुम पर विश्वास करके हम लोगों ने घर बार, स्त्री पुत्र, परिवार सब कुछ छोड़ा और तुम हमें छोड़ करके अंतर ध्यान हो गए. इतना कष्ट दिया, इसलिए अपने आंखों के बाण से उनको मारो, छेद रही हैं. इसके बाद में गोपियों ने पूछा पहेली, कृष्ण तुम तो सभी कुछ जानते हो, हमारी एक पहेली का उत्तर दो. पहली किसको कहते हैं? पहली समझती हो? बुझौल, बुझौल बतलाओ। देखो, कोई एक व्यक्ति किसी से प्रेम करता है और तब वह व्यक्ति उसको भी प्रेम करता है, परस्पर प्रेम करते हैं। और कोई ऐसे है जो प्रेम करे और ना करे, उन सबको प्यार करता है, प्रेम करता है। और कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जो कोई प्रेम करे और ना करे, वो किसी को भी प्रेम नहीं करते। गोपियों का तात्पर्य था इसी से, हम लोग प्रेम कर रही हैं तो भी नहीं कर रहे। इसलिए कृष्ण को अपने मुख से ही ये साबित कर रही हैं, उनके मुख से ही कहलवाना चाहती हैं, तुम कहो जो तुम दोषी हो। इसलिए इस प्रकार से प्रश्न किया। कृष्ण मुस्कुराए और इनकी इस पहेली का उत्तर ये दिया, देखो प्यारी गोपियों, जो प्रेम करने पर प्रेम करता है वो तो बनिया का बिजनेस है, इसमें प्रेम भी नहीं है, धर्म नहीं है, सौहृद नहीं है, कुछ भी नहीं है, केवल बनियागिरी है। मैं ऐसा प्रेम नहीं करता। और कुछ लोग हैं प्रेम न करें या करें, वो माता पिता और गुरु है, पुत्र और शिष्य यदि प्रेम नहीं करते भी हैं तो भी उन्हें प्रीति करते हैं, इनका कल्याण चाहते हैं, इनका जीवन सुखमय शांतिमय हो, ये बड़े दयालु हैं। तुम लोग इस कोटि में हो गोपियों, कोई हम प्रेम नहीं करते हैं तभी तुम हमसे प्रेम करती है, सब समय तुम लोग हमको सुखी बनाना चाहती है, इस कोटि में तो तुम लोग हो। और तीसरे जो प्रेम करें और ना करें, ये चार प्रकार के हैं। पहला आत्मा राम, जो आत्मा में रमण करते हैं, सब समय सुखी है, उनको किसी की जरूरत नहीं है, जैसे सुखदेव गोस्वामी हैं, कोई उनको प्रेम करे ना प्रेम करे उनसे कोई मतलब नहीं, वो तो अपने आत्मा में रमण कर रहे हैं। किंतु मैं आत्मा राम नहीं हूं, क्यों? मेरी आत्मा तो राधिका जी है, मैं उसमें रमण करता हूं, बिना गोपियों के मैं रह नहीं सकता, इसलिए मैंने बंसी बजा करके तुमको बुलाया, तुम लोगों के साथ में रास इत्यादि डांस किया, इसलिए मैं कहां आत्मा राम हूं, आत्मा रमण हूं, मैं आत्मा राम नहीं हूं। और फिर आप तकाम, जिनकी सारी कामनाएं मिट गई हैं, उनको कोई चीज की जरूरत नहीं है, कुछ भी जरूरत नहीं है, इसी कोटि के सनत सनंदन सनत इत्यादि हैं, उनको कोई कामना वासना संसारिक है ही नहीं है, उनसे प्रेम करो नाप करो उनसे कोई मतलब नहीं है, वो अपने रास्ते पर चले जाएंगे। किंतु मैं आत्मकाम भी नहीं हूं, हमारी कामना नहीं मिटी, इसलिए तो बंसी से बजाया, तुम लोगों के साथ में रास किया और तुमको खुश करने के लिए मैं कितना ये सब तुम्हारा के साथ में नाच और गान कर रहा हूं, इसलिए मैं आत्मकाम भी नहीं। और तीसरा है
गुरुद्रोही,
कृतघ्न, अकृतघ्न माने जो किली की हुई भलाई को नहीं मानता, ने? किसी ने उसके साथ में बड़ी भलाई की है और वो नहीं मानता, जैसे पिता माता है, पुत्र उनकी संतान है, माता पिता ने उनका पालन किया, बड़े प्रेम से पढ़ाया लिखाया योग्य किया, ऐसे पिता माता का जो आदर नहीं करता, उनसे प्रीति नहीं रखता, वे तो कोटि कोटि कल्पों में न जाने कहां किस नरक में गिरेंगे। जरूर माता पिता के प्रति आदर और सेवावृत्ति हो, तो जो ऐसे माता पिता के प्रति भी अपने कर्तव्य का पालन नहीं करता, प्रेम नहीं करता, आदर नहीं देता, सेवा नहीं करता, तो वो अकृतज्ञ है। मैं अकृतज्ञ भी नहीं हूं। देखो तो कृतज्ञ होता तो मैं तुम्हारे रोने पर आ जाता, मैं नहीं आता, मैं सब समय तुम लोगों के निकट ही रहता हूं, इसलिए हमको अकृतज्ञ मत। और एक होता है गुरुद्रोही, गुरुद्रोही माने गुरु के प्रति विद्रोह करने वाला, ना? गुरु ने उसको सब कुछ किया और गुरु और माता पिता सब कुछ कर रहे हैं, किंतु पुत्र कुपुत्र उनसे अकारण और कारण किसी कारण से उनका वृद्ध आचरण करता है। जब पिताजी या गुरुजी वृद्ध हो गए तो खांसने लगे, खांसी आई, क्या दिन रात खांसता रहता, हमारे बच्चे सो नहीं पाते हैं, अनादर करता है, ये कारण है। और कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं बिना कारण ही गुरु और पिता को तरह तरह से कष्ट देते हैं, घर से निकाल देते हैं। आजकल ऐसा ही पाश्चात्य देशों में, इंडिया में भी हो रहा है, अपने वृद्ध माता पिता को घर से निकाल देते हैं, उनकी सेवा नहीं करते। तो ये अकारण ये गुरुद्रोही है, मैं इसमें भी नहीं हूं। तो ये कितने हुए, एक तो जो प्रेम करता है वो प्रेम करता है, एक दूसरा बिना हेतु के ही प्रेम करता है, और तीसरा आत्मराम आप्तकाम, और इसके बाद में अकृतज्ञ और गुरुद्रोही, दो प्रकार के, ये सब मिलकर के 6 प्रकार के लोग हुए। मैं इसमें नहीं हूं किंतु किसी में भी नहीं हूं, क्यों? नहं तु सख्यो भजतोपि जंतुन भजामि ईशाम अनुवृत्त वृत्तये यथा धनो लब्ध धने विनष्टे तत्चिंतयान निभृतो न वेदः। ओहो सखियों, मैं जो भजन करते हैं उनका मैं भजन नहीं करता, हमसे प्रेम करते हैं दिखला करके मैं प्रेम नहीं करता, छिप करके करता हूं। तो ऐसे तुम हमसे प्रेम कर रही हो, मैं छिप करके तुमसे, अंतर ध्यान हो गया था, किस लिए अंतर ध्यान हो गया, जगत के लोग समझें कि इनकी विरह में कैसी दशा हो रही है। ऐसा किसी का नहीं होता, भूतो न भविष्यति। और ये गोपियां ही, और गोपियों में राधा जी हमको ही सबसे प्रिय हैं, यह जगत में दिखलाने के लिए, विरह में कैसा उनका हो जाता है और दशा, और मिलन में कैसे आनंदित होती हैं, इसकी कोई तुलना नहीं है। इसलिए हे सखियों भजो तो भी जंतुन, मैं जो भजन करते हैं उनकी उत्कंठा बढ़ाने के लिए, जैसे नारद जी एक बार झलक दर्शन दी और इसके बाद अंतर ध्यान हो गए, बोले जी अब मेरा दर्शन नहीं होगा, उनकी उत्कंठा बढ़ाने के लिए। इसलिए उत्कंठा तुम लोगों की बढ़ाने के लिए, मिलन में जितनी उत्कंठा होगी भगवान उतने ही शीघ्र मिलेंगे, इसलिए तुम्हारी उत्कंठा बढ़ाने के लिए किया। जैसे कोई गरीब आदमी है, निर्धन आदमी है, कहीं से उसको एक मणि मिल गई, चिंतामणि, बड़ा खुश हुआ, किंतु किसी ने चोरा लिया या वो गुम हो गई, अब तो दिन रात उसी की चिंता करता है। इसलिए मैं कभी प्रकट होकर के दर्शन दे करके फिर अंतर ध्यान हो जाता हूं कि इसी उत्कंठा के साथ में लोग हमें भजन करें। इसलिए प्यारी गोपियों, मदत एवं मदत्थो झित लोक वेदा हि मई अनुवृत्ते बला मया परोक्षम भजतं तिरोहितं वासुतम। गोपियों, प्रिय सखियों, तुम हमसे द्वेष मत करो, तुम हमारी प्राण प्रिया सखियां हो और मैं तुम्हारा प्राण प्रिय हूं, इसलिए तुम लोगों का प्रेम और बढ़ाने के लिए, उत्कंठित करने के लिए मैं आंखों से उझल हो गया, गया कहीं नहीं था, मैं सब सुन रहा था जो तुम लोग कीर्तन कर रही थी, और मैं हृदय में गदगद हो रहा था। इसलिए मत समझो कि तुम लोगों को मैंने छोड़ दिया, इसलिए तुम लोग संतुष्ट हो जाओ और हम पर प्रसन्न हो। नपारे हम निर्वध्य संयुजंग सुसाधु कृत्या विविधा जुषा पिव माँ भजन दुर्जर गृह श्रृंखला संवृश्य तद्व प्रतिजात साधुना। हे गोपियों, मैं जन्म जन्मांतर में ब्रह्मा की करोड़ों करोड़ों वर्ष की आयु प्राप्त करके भी तुम्हारे ऋण से उऋण नहीं हो सकता। कहते क्यों नहीं, आप तो भगवान हैं, आप तो सब कुछ इच्छा पूर्ण कर सकते हैं। कृष्ण ने कहा जे ये संभव नहीं है। तुम लोगों से यदि कहूं जे वर मांगो तो तुम लोग यही कहेगी अपनी सेवा दीजिए और तो कुछ मांगोगे नहीं, सेवा करने से और मैं तुम्हारा ऋणी हो जाऊंगा। इसलिए तुम लोग बड़ी सुहित हो, अपने गुण से सहृदयता से हमको क्षमा कर दो तुम लोग, किंतु मैं तो तुम्हारा सदा के लिए ही ऋणी ही रहूंगा, कभी तुम्हारे ऋण से उन्मुक्त नहीं होऊंगा, नहीं होऊंगा। सुनकर के गोपियां मुस्कुराने लगी, कहे केशव प्यारे कृष्ण, तुम हार करके भी तुम ही जीते, क्योंकि तुमने कहा जे मैं गोपियों का ऋणी हूं, इसलिए तुम नहीं बल्कि हम तुम्हारी ऋणी हैं। कैसे सुंदर ये सब डायलॉग है, कृष्ण और गोपियों का कैसा उन्नत प्रेम है। न कृष्ण को उनसे कोई चाह है, न गोपियों को किसी में कोई कामना नहीं है। कृष्ण प्रसन्न होते हैं गोपियों को प्रसन्न होकर के देख करके, और गोपियां प्रसन्न होती हैं कृष्ण को देख, दोनों एक से कोई जीतता हारता नहीं है, चले जाते हैं, बढ़ने के लिए कोई स्थान नहीं है तो भी ये बढ़ते जाते, ऐसा गोपियों का प्रेम है। कृष्ण इसी प्रेम को दिखलाना चाहते हैं जगत में, प्रेम हो तो ऐसा। इस प्रकार से एक कीर्तन करो,
ट्रांसलेशन
ओ ट्रांसलेशन
ये ड्रामा हुआ छे,
अच्छा ट्रांसलेशन
ये तो अनाउंस कर ड्रामा डायरेक्ट बेग रेडी
प्लीज बी वेरी गुड ड्रामा
around
his neck like a garland or like a bedding cloth. And he was smiling slightly. That time he saw me, they offered their anchovies, their very fine cloth, covered with the kumkum, the cosmetics from their body, they placed on the ground in the form of an asana or a seat for Krishna. Each of the different types of gopis offered one seat, one after another. The Vipaksha gopis offered one seat, the Swapaksha gopis offered another, the Tathasta gopis offered another, and this way millions of gopis made a seat for Krishna to sit on. Some gopis took the feet of Krishna. Which gopis took the feet? That was the Vipaksha gopis headed by Chandravi, Saidya, and Padma. Some gopis took the hand of Krishna. Who with that? The Sudhi gopis like Shama. Some gopis from a distance was glancing in an angry mood towards Krishna. Who is that? Srimati Radhika. By glance she was saying, "Oh Krishna, you are a big chita. We left everything for you, our wife, our husbands, our children, our parents, but you also left us." Therefore by her glance she was piercing Krishna. Therefore the gopis asked a question to Krishna, "Can you answer our riddle? Which type of person are you?" There are three types of persons. Someone who loves them, only if you love them. Another type of person, if you love them, or you give love to them, or whether you love them. Whether you love them or not, still they give love to you. And the third person, Whether you love them or don't love them, they don't care. They still do not get their affection for anyone. O Krishna, of these three types of persons, which one are you? Then Krishna answered, I am definitely not in the first category. If you love someone, then they love you because this is simply business. There is no question of service or prem or pure affection. This is only a business relationship. I am not that category. And I am definitely not the second category. What is that? That you love that person whether they love you or not. But I am not that also. You are like that, Gopis. The example is like the mother or father. And the second portion of that is the guru. That is the guru, mother and father, and the spiritual master give all their affection to the disciple or to the child, whether they reciprocate or not. The guru or the mother and father always wish for the welfare of the child or the disciple. Therefore Krishna said, I'm not like that, but Gopis, you are like that. And the third category, I'm not that also. What is that? Whether you love them or not, they don't care. They will not reciprocate. They are of four types, Krishna said. One is Atmaram, someone who is self-satisfied. One is Apikam, one who has no material desires. One is Akritagya, one who is ungrateful. And the third is Guru Drohi, one who rejects the Guru or the spiritual master. Krishna said, I am not those four types either. Why? Atmaram is one who is self-satisfied. He said, I am not self-satisfied, otherwise why I played the flute, why I called the gopis for Rasleela, why I danced with you. Also, Radhika is my Atma, therefore I called her here, therefore I am not Atmaram. Then, are you Aptikam? Krishna said, I am not Aptikam, one who has no desires. I am not like the four Kumaras who sit there and meditate all day. I have desire. Therefore I called you, I danced with you, I talked with you, I did many activities with you and I tried to please you, therefore I am not Aptikam. I am not the third category, I am not Akritagya, I am grateful. Why? Because I came back here, therefore I am not guilty of that. Just like the mother and father always endeavor for the welfare of the child by feeding the child, sending him to school. The mother and father go through great suffering for the benefit and welfare of the child. But that child who does not love or respect or serve the mother and father, that child is called Akritagya. I am not that because I return to you. And lastly, I am not the fourth type, I am not Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi is worse than Akritagya because someone may be neglectful, but the Guru Drohi acts against the mother and father, acts against the spiritual master. The Guru does everything for the disciple. The disciple has very bad behavior. He gives suffering to the Guru for no reason. Just like the son, after he's married, he brings the father to his home, and then the father is old age and coughing. Then the child aches. Oh Buddha, oh fool, why are you coughing? My child cannot sleep, go somewhere else and die. Therefore, for no reason, he is only giving suffering to
One plus one, two.
Then they said, which one of these six or seven are you? And Krishna said, I am none of these above mentioned number. Because I do not directly reciprocate with the living entities when they serve me immediately. Why? I reciprocate in a delayed form or a hidden manner. Why? Just so that your separation from me could increase. Therefore, Krishna hid from Rasleela for many reasons. One, they want to understand Srimati Radhika is the best because despite the presence of millions of gopis without Radhika, Krishna was not happy. Also, the world could understand what is spread by hearing his chanting of the Gopi Gita. Thirdly, people could understand the glory of Radhika in separation from Krishna and also ecstasy and meeting with Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in order to increase, Krishna said, in order to increase your love for me, I disappeared.
Why he is not speaking? The fan will speak now, when I...
Okay. Krishna gave him darshan just for 1 second. Then he disappeared. Then Narada became mad in separation. So he increased Narada's enthusiasm for bhajan by disappearing. Krishna said, I do bhajan like that. Just like a miser finds chintamani. When he loses that chintamani, how much he will cry. He will become mad. Therefore Krishna said to the gopis, to increase your separation, I disappeared from you. Therefore, Krishna said, Gopis, please do not be angry with me. I did this for your happiness, to increase your affection for me. Do not think that I left you. When you were saying this, Gopi Ji, I was there in a human form, hearing your words, and my heart also melted, therefore I returned. Therefore, Krishna admitted, Na pariham nidavidya sambhidam, sasadhi kritam vibhudaya siddha, mambadam durgadeha, shinkala sankrishtatya, pratiyatu sadhinam. Krishna said, Gopis, even if I was endowed with a life as long as Lord Brahma, I could not repay your spotless service to me. Please be satisfied by your own greatness. Then the Gopis may answer, if you are not just Brahma, you have a long lifespan even more than him. You are Bhagavan also. You can repay your long, long life, eternal life. Krishna said, even then I cannot repay you. Therefore, Krishna, he said, I cannot offer a benediction because if I offer a benediction, you will ask for service. I will become more indebted, more indebted, more indebted. Therefore, Krishna said, I am defeated by you as I cannot repay. Then the Gopi said, no, Krishna, even in defeat, you are victorious. Because you admit you are defeated by us, therefore we are defeated by you. Therefore, even in losing, you are still the victor. So the Guru Maharaj said, such a sweet dialogue, not like a competition, but isn't it? Each is trying to please the other. Even though there is no room for prem to expand, still the gopis are increasing their affection for Krishna and trying to please him in any way. And even though Krishna's affection for the gopis cannot expand, still he is expanding and trying to please the gopis. Therefore there is a loving reciprocation between Krishna and the gopis. Therefore, in this world, if we want to have prema, we should have prema like this. No prema.
Hare Krishna. Okay, before the drama starts, I'd like to just mention the tomorrow's program as well as recognize some of the supporting organizations that are here today. Today is, of course, the second last day, and tomorrow is indeed the last day of the festival. And we have got tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Dalavan Maharaj is going to be giving a lecture. Shamarani Didi is at 10 o'clock. And Shruti Maharaj is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of the programs will need a little bit changed because we have to empty this hall between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. But Durga Bhavati, they have a regular program during those 2 hours. So we'll try to adjust some of our program to accommodate that. In addition to that, Guru Bhavani is also going to be sponsoring the luncheon prasadam for tomorrow. Tomorrow being the last day, we have got Bhagavad Puja is going to be held tomorrow. So please bring flowers and offerings, whatever you wish to offer to Srila Gurudev, as well as get his blessings. And the Bhagavad Puja will start shortly at 6:30 p.m., so please be on time. Maitama was a real fortunate in Houston that we have a number of organizations which support us. And I'll read out the names, and some of the representatives are here in spite of the rain that we are having. And we'd like to recognize them and ask them to come to the stage and get blessings from everybody. Those are organizations which support our programs, the Hindu Worship Society. We have had a number of programs there. Google has also held Kivan Katha at that rate in the past years. Shri Temple is also one of those organizations, and Mr. Mowgli is here, and I would ask him to come over to the stage as well. In addition to that, Sri Radha Krishna Temple has also helped us, and we have group has had Papa there as well. Bhante Bihari Parivar, I do not know if Meera Ji is here, I do not see her, but if there is anybody from Bhante Bihari Parivar, please come to the stage. Dhrugavali Temple, what can I say about them? They have really helped us. We are having the program here at this. At this hall, and Champa Sahu was here. I do not know whether he's still here. So please, please come to the stage. We also have support from Gujarati Samaj, and Guru Maharaj again has come back with us here a few years back. The Hindu Worship Society, we have got Prem Baweja. Please come on. And the last organization which supported us is Sita Ram Parivar, and Ushaji is here from that. Ushaji. Is Ushaji here? Yes, Ushaji has been instrumental in supporting us as well, and he's heading up the Sita Ram Parivar here in Houston. I'd like you to all give these organizations who have supported us in the past and continue to support us a very big hand. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji, and thanks once again. Tomorrow, as Arun Prabhuji announced, that from 11 to 1, the temple here, they have the regular program, so they need this place. So slightly change the program, and since... Oh, yes, sorry. From Durgapari Temple, we have the wife of the Dr. Vishnupad Goswami to receive the blessing from Sri Gurudev. I must say that Durgapari Temple has been very, very supportive. They have requested that we do these programs on a regular basis. They have invited, they have an annual function in November, and they have invited Van Maharaj to come and do Prakha every year. So this is Mr. Champak Sadhu. Many of you may not know, but he is the
Bhaikar. Okay, I'm not going to come to উমার মাও উনার বাবা রায় সাহেব রায় সাহেব
চেষ্টা করেছিলেন আনতে
উনার ভাই ওদের পারে পরিবার সব আপনি হরিনাম দিয়ে আচ্ছা ইয়ে কিসকো দেনা
So the only change in the program tomorrow is since this hall needs to be used, so we will be starting. Dr. Vishnu Pad Goswami.
Mahesva Guru Saksat Parabrahma Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Akhanda Mandalakaram Vyaptam Jena Characharam Tatpadam Darsitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Brahmanandam Paramasukhadam Kevalam Ganamutim Dandati Kamagana Sarisam Tatya Musladilakspanam Ekam Nityam Vivalamuchanam Saravati Saksibhutam Bhavatitam Trigadarahitam Sadguru Tanganamamihi Sadguru Tanganamamihi Sadguru Tanganamamihi
Kalyanam Bhavatu. One thing more. As usual, each year, our Brajamandal Parikrama will be done. So I am inviting you all to join and enjoy that program for 1 month. Very decent this program will be.
And Navadvip Parikrama?
And also for Navadvip Parikrama, I am inviting you all.
We will also address Mrs. Meera Kidwani from Bhante Pihari Parivar. She also just arrived. I would like to request her to come on the stage and also receive blessings from Gurudev on behalf of Bhante Pihari Parivar. Meeraji, she is also very active in the community here and has always supported us in everything that we have done. And today, the nice chapatis, every day we have been eating naans, today she has brought 500 chapatis for all of the donors.
Thank
you, Guru. So, as I was just saying, there was a change in the program that I just heard. The correction is Durga Pari Temple has been always so supportive. So, they have changed their program so that we can continue our program as it is. The only change is Damodar Maharaj is actually going to give the class from the flight, and we have no way to hear from him from the aeroplane because he is leaving at 4 o'clock. So instead of him, Shyamalani Didi will be giving the class at 7:30 in the morning. We'll have an early at 9 o'clock, and then we'll have a class by Sripad Tirth Maharaj at 10 o'clock. And at around 12 o'clock, Sripad Jandi Maharaj will be speaking from a scientific perspective, the basis of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So, And also, tomorrow there is a fire sacrifice and several devotees to initiation. So, please, all of you, be here sharp at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I think Indradev will be very merciful tomorrow. It would not rain, so we can have a yajna. Hopefully the rain will stop. In case it doesn't stop, we will serve the prasadam in the lobby, but I think in another hour, by the time our program is over, the rain will stop and we'll serve the prasadam at the usual place. And now we have some announcements by the Gaudiya Vedanta publications. In the meantime, we will prepare for the drama. And before Vishwambha Prabhu speaks, I would just like to make an announcement that you have been hearing such Nectarian Harikatha from Sri Gurudev, And Shukadev has been speaking like this for years, for decades. And because of all the technological advancement, we have been able to preserve his lectures. And more than 3,000 of his lectures are available, of which at least 1,000 are Hindi lectures. Very sweet. I remember when we first met Shukadev, Gurudev would speak for hours and hours. Very Nectarian lectures and available at a throwaway price. So Ishadas Prabhu has a table outside. For a throwaway price, they are available in MP3 format. So please take these. And this is, you can hear them for the rest of your life. God bless you.
Hare Krishna, we would like also to remind you all that there is, by Guru Sri Gurudev's mercy, a Vedic University accredited course that is being offered online, that is for the first time, it is recognized by Florida Vedic University, Bhakti Shastri course. You can read, it's a 60 credit hour course. There are certain books that are mentioned that will be taught in that course, and all these exalted devotees will give those classes online. There will be tests given. You have to pass the course, and then you will get the certificate that will be Bhakti Shakti. So then you will be really recognized as a certified preacher. So please contact purebhaktistudies.com. All of the audience here are well educated, and you have got many degrees, PhD, masters, and you are earning your living in the material world, but this is a degree that is going to give you some step to enter into the spiritual world. So please take advantage of this course that is being offered online, and then you can be also helping others in learning, in getting into devotional service. So please contact bhaktistudies.com. The website is there, and Achyut Krishna Das. Or if you want more information, contact me here. And Mahabodhi Prabhu has told me that he wants to know anybody who is preaching in the Midwest to contact him here before the program is over. They want to know who all are preaching in Midwest. Hari Bol.
Say the best news to us. Gurudev has just completed dictating 11th canto and 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The most fundamental book of our Gaudiya tradition. He has accepted the remnants of our Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and has completed the Srimad Bhagavatam dictating. So now, after completing this, this is Gurudev's main activity. Around the world, anywhere he's at, everywhere, if he's preaching, if he's anywhere in Parikram, he is always dictating and writing the books and translating the books of our acharyas. This is his most important activity. So as his disciples, it is our duty to try to assist him in this service. And the only way we could assist them is two ways. Either by distributing his books or sponsoring his books to be distributed. So we're giving an opportunity for everybody over here to support the distribution of Gurudev's books by sponsoring books in the West Coast to be given to the New Brunswick Gurukul School in Badger. Over the East Coast, there's going to be a small party. Krishna Rose is going to be traveling to all the yoga centers. So if you'd like to end the loka in the West Coast, so if you'd like to sponsor books, or distribute books yourself, you come to the book table. We have a lot of specials, up to 40% off cost. And we have 12 new books that have just landed from India and America. So check it out. All around the world. So please support the service, which is most dear to Guru's heart.
So I think we are ready for the drama. And as you, many of you might be aware, one of the other desire of Sri Gurudev is to restore the pastime, the places of Krishna's pastime in Brajmandal. Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, and there are hundreds and hundreds of places of his pastimes in Brajmandal. But unfortunately, the government of India is not taking care of these ancient places. And so Gurudev has started a project to restore several of these places to their original glories. And one of the projects is Kunda restoration. There are at least 1,000 Kundas in Brajmandal, but they have become very polluted. The water is very dirty. So we have started a project to start cleaning that water and restore those Kundas. So anyone who would be interested in helping with this project, there's a booth outside, Kunda Restoration Project, and Bhumipati Prabhu is there who can provide much more information. They have a DVD which explains the entire project, and it'll be a great service to our Guru Parampara and Sri Krishna. Welcome.
Kirtan.